for the person you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect you, can I ask what you're calling?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm trying to reach Ashley Griffin.
Before I try to connect you, could you please give me a quick description of why you're calling?
Calling from Family First Home Care.
Okay, let me try to get the person you're trying to reach on the line.
Hello?
Yes, is Ashley available? Hello, Ashley?
Yes.
This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
Right, yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just looking over. I was going over your file. I see that you have, what is this, 43 hours a week with us. Your caregiver is already set. I want to make sure I have the correct address. I have 45 East Church Lane, apartment 4. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, something different?
I just moved.
Okay.
Last month.
All right, what is the new address?
5448 Walnut Street. Apartment 2.
All right. I couldn't hear the, what was it, 54?
5448.
Walnut
apartment
Street.
Two. Yes.
I'm sorry. 19139. 19139. And
yes.
You said what apartment?
2.
2. Okay. We put that in here. Update that. Apartment 2. Okay, so you're in West Philly.
Is this your first time
calling? Yeah, it's my first. It's my first time calling you. I don't know if they updated that.
That was a spam call.
Oh yeah, no. Mm-mm. No, I'm calling because I'm gonna update this in the system because we have 45 East Church Lane, and when your caregiver tries to clock in. It most likely will not clock him in because the address is different. It has to be within 1,500 feet of the address on file. So,
okay.
Let me
he
update.
Clocked in today, right?
Let me check and see if he did. Let me see.
My coordinator said that starting on the 10th, I think.
Yeah, let me check and see if he was able to clock in. All right. All right. I'm going to clock in now. Tenth. No clock in. Well, it's not 3 o'clock yet. So. Let me see if there has been no clock ins yet. So it's probably going to be an issue clocking in because the address is different. Well, I just changed address. So maybe if updates in the system in time, I'll let
it's
my staff
be the same
know.
Hours, right?
The hours don't change. It's just
the same time as his last job. Okay.
Well, I have here his schedule is 3 to 9. Let's see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, 3 to 9. So that stays the same.
3 to 9 and then 3 to 10 on weekends.
Okay. Let me see. Wrong in the system. I updated it to the current address. All right, let my staff know that. All right, also, I have to get what's called your client service agreement signed. Just a document on my computer that has your caregiver's schedule and duties. It takes me no more than 5 or 10 minutes to come by and get it signed. I'm pretty much in and out unless you have any questions, and that can be home care or things that your service coordinator from Keystone has not answered for you. I have either tomorrow or Thursday available for me to come by. Which day is better for you?
To come out to my place?
Correct.
You said what day?
Either tomorrow after 12 or Thursday in between 10 through 12.
Let me see if I have any appointments. It's your Thursday, right?
Correct. Yeah, either tomorrow or Thursday.
Oh, you'll come tomorrow after 12.
Okay. That works fine. I will give you a call.
That should be lunchtime for my kids because my kids is homeschooled.
Okay. Well, yeah, and school is closed tomorrow. It's Veterans Day, unless the homeschool is still going.
Yeah, they still have school.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'll give you a call at least 15, 20 minutes prior to my arrival, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I saved this number so it would come through.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's my number.
And what's your name?
My name is Aaron Jenkins.
Aaron. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All
Thank
right.
You. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. I'll be out there to see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. All right.